just radio.
And the local news, man, they want you to watch every broadcast they've got, don't they? It's not good enough you're watching the one you're watching. They do these teases to get you to watch later on that are so incredibly cruel. It could be the most deadly thing in the world, and you may be having it for dinner. We'll tell you what it is tonight at 11. Is it peas?
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
I'm Julia Child.
Meaty.
Everything from hamburgers and pork chops to a flaming beef tenderloin.
Zesty and full of flavor.
Cover that and let it steep very slowly for 5 minutes.
This is your strategic stop for business and marketing brilliance.
There it is on its nicely brown bottom. I'm going to cover it. And I'm going to turn it again in an hour.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
I promise you, not a single flipping word about politics. No conservative talk, no liberal talk, no Republican, no Democrat, no independent. We're all about raw and real. We're talking about business strategy. Welcome to Strategist Radio 602 on the West Coast for your Monday morning, 7th day of March, 2016. Welcome. Today on the program, we'll talk marketing strategy, to be real specific, and how to increase revenue via your online storefront, because you asked for it. Five essential channels to market your business. Maybe you use some of these channels already. Maybe you're completely unaware. Well, after today's edition of Strategist Radio, I'll bring you up to speed. Also, cybersecurity for your business, threat protection update with our good friends at Microsoft. And we'll do a little bit of entrepreneur think. The problem-solving theory with the school of life. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. Yeah, you need a political reprieve here this morning. There's not going to be any talk about that, all right? You just watch the polls. You can watch your favorite channel. You do your research. But I will say one thing, just one thing. That's all I'm going to do is say one thing. That one thing is make sure you do your due diligence and get out and vote. All right, because that's very, very important. Get out and vote.
I love you.
Good morning to Sabrina, Kristen, Catherine, Tim. Hello to Lynn. Good morning to Jana, Lynn, Dove. Good morning to Bill, Stephanie, Nicole, Kalara, Rita. Hello to Becky, Sylvie. Good morning to Joe, Preston, John, Denise, Charlotte, and just so many of you that have been just providing so much love for this program after the last 13 years. It's amazing how quickly time flies as we broadcast over to 120 countries. Good morning to our friend Joseph over at Rackspace. Amazing servers, dedicated hosting, fabulous, raving fan. Amazon, good morning to Random House, Avon, the folks over at Mars Wrigley in Chicago, BMW USA, and our good friends up in Kirkland, Washington at Costco. Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you send your emails, you send your pings via social media. I listen, and our production crew gets together each and every week and puts together programs based on what it is you want to talk about. You can email me anytime at support@tjmarino.com. Additionally, you can find me on LinkedIn by simply going to tjmoreno.com/LinkedIn. We can connect on Twitter if we're not already doing that. tjmoreno.com/Twitter. And on Google Plus, simply tjmoreno.com/g and the plus sign. Our book of the month this month for March 2016 is an amazing book. I read it cover to cover a number of times, and I still refer back to it. It's the Decision Book, 50 Models for Strategic Thinking. Amazing book. Short, sharp guide to tackling life's biggest challenges and understanding ourselves in making the right choices. It's called The Decision Book. Check it out. Pick it up. It's on the hub at tjmoreno.com there for you.
Yeah!
All right. Plus, after we do the live airing on Monday mornings, we make the podcast available sharply at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time on our Mondays, and then we let it ride out on the hub at tjmoreno.com. So if you want to go back and listen to any of the archives over the last decade or so, help yourself there for you at tjmoreno.com. Lots to talk about this morning. You know, we're going to cover marketing strategy and how to increase revenue via your online storefront. Also, we'll check in with Microsoft, some new threat protection updated where that is amazing. Wanted to share that with you because cybersecurity is paramount for your business, health of your business, sustaining your business growth. Entrepreneur Think. We'll talk about the problem solving theory with the School of Life in just a few minutes. Let's first talk a little bit about some particular marketing channels that you may or may not be familiar with, or some steps to take that maybe you've already begun to consider. Maybe you're doing a business startup. All right. Maybe you've switched from brick and mortar. Now you're going to be doing click and mortar. First thing you want to do, five quick points. You got to grow your fan base. You have to build and nurture your fan base. It's all about relationships. Fans and super fans in particular will really help you to market your business or your particular book, product, service, etc. Businesses need fans. They need that kind of word of mouth, which you know is the most cost-effective way of marketing. And by focusing on building this fan base, you're also working on something that will help you for years down the road, because the closer you bring your fans to you, the more they're going to tell you about what they like, what they dislike. This is the way that when they go in and they review, maybe you're doing incentivized reviews to give you feedback so that you can make your shifts. Remember, you've got a business plan, but your business plan is very dynamic. It is not static. You've got to be very nimble, and you need to be paying a lot of close attention to what your market, your target audience is talking about. For example, for authors, I may talk a lot about putting a letter in the back of the book. One of the things I like to do in the back of the book is I like to do co-ops. You know, you might go out and spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 to get your book and your website all ready. This is for authors now. You may not be an author, but I would highly suggest you look into it because the process has become far simpler. But by the time you're done with publicist, getting the market out, getting your public awareness out there, okay, there are ways that you can reduce your own costs of putting your book together and bringing it to market. For example, with out of our publishing division, what we like to do is we like to do co-ops. So for example, let's say you're a new author or you've written a couple books, but you're just not getting a lot of traction. What you can do is look for other authors within your particular genre. You contact them, and in the back of your book, you're going to leave about three or four blank pages, right? So if you're doing self-publishing, let's say you're using a Lightning Source, or you're using, which is Ingram's product, or CreateSpace, all right, which of course is an Amazon product. Either one, you're doing your own self-publishing, there's still costs involved because you're going to have to market. And if you're not an expert marketer, you're not a business strategist, you're going to run into, you know, hurdles, moguls, and you're going to hit the wall. So you got to invest money if you're going to bring a book to market, unless you just want a lackluster response once you bring it out. Okay, because the average author does about 200 units, and that's about it. All right. So if you want to increase that, you've got to get clever. So you reach out to three or four authors that have a significantly huge following, and you can find out about their following. Maybe you take a look at their Twitter account, maybe LinkedIn. You take a look at other social media accounts that they're connected to, and you look at the number of followers. Then you contact them. You say, listen, I will give you a full page ad in the back of my book. But what I'd like you to do in trade is I will provide you with social media messaging, as well as blog posts and email messages that you will send out to your audience to drive traffic to help sell my book. And you see it's a trade-off there. So build that fan base. All right, it's all about the list. Pitch bloggers and reviewers. This is tedious, but if you only pitch 5 bloggers a week, that's 20 new blog pitches a month. And believe me, it does add up. If you have something like a book or a product that can be reviewed, a nod from a blogger can get you some great visibility. You should always be pitching your product or book consistently to bloggers, readers, and even Amazon reviewers. You've got to boost your Amazon visibility. Now, it's hard not to venture onto our blog without seeing a post about some sort of Amazon optimization. Yes, huge fan of it, because you know, and when we're writing books and we're out there from our publishing division, we're working hand in hand with Amazon. And so we want to make sure that we are boosting our visibility with Amazon. And a lot of it has to do with their search engines. And this is where you're putting together. It's almost like you're, instead of search engine optimization for Google or Bing, you're really doing a lot of search engine optimization. In addition to that, utilizing the algorithms that even Amazon has so that your book can be found on their platform. And the same thing with other platforms like Ingram and etc. You want to blog and make sure that you're totally social. All right. So you want to make sure that, again, you're building those relationships. The way that I like to be social, we use Hootsuite because it allows us to automate some of our disbursements, our messaging disbursements, our interactions. Generally, we'll do 3 or 4 in the morning, 3 or 4 midday, 3 or 4 in the evening, and then maybe 3 or 4 overnight. And then we also sprinkle that where I will go in and physically post on the fly. And what I'm looking for is, at the same time, while I'm sharing information to help achieve a goal, solve a problem, and satisfy a need, it's about my readers. It's about my followers. It's about my friends. It's not about me. I'm not selling something there. Okay? I'm developing relationship. Now, occasionally, using the 80-20 rule, I will pitch something. But 80-20. So 8 out of 10 is help, 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 help. Right? And then a couple out of the 10 are going to be something that we truly believe in that is going to help either grow or sustain your business, create a situation where you're more profitable, all right, or the health of your business. So that's kind of the quotient. But you've got to stay on it. You've got to be consistent. Now, that doesn't. We do Monday through Friday. We generally don't do much on the weekends, all right? There's a lot of other stuff going on out there. We don't need to compete with that. That's generally how we do it. If you're not doing a newsletter, and this is something that I wrote a book on very early on, way back when, back in 1997, I wrote Email Marketing Power, e-publishing master's course. And this was all about creating that newsletter, because that newsletter is something that's going to go out each week. It's going to contain information to help your readers achieve goals, solve problems, satisfy needs. It might be informative. It might be entertaining. It might be infotaining. But you're creating that newsletter based on your target audience, something that is going to help them, something that they're going to want to read. In that newsletter, you're going to maybe put a few blog posts, a few articles, right? And you're going to send that out each week. You're also going to give your readers an opportunity to chime back, right, to provide input and drive them back, remember, to the website so you can get your traffic levels up on your web property through your newsletter. And you can also offer your own products and services on the newsletter as well. It's a great way to build your list. And then once you do have a product or service or something that you would like to pitch, well, it's a lot easier when you've got a list of 100,000 people or so. We're dealing at about 93,000 right now. All right. And it's going to ebb and flow. You're going to get, you know, a certain amount of probably about 6% every month of ebb and flow. New people coming in, people going out, people coming in, people going out. But you've got to listen carefully. So there's some ideas for you. 5 essential channels to market your business. Hope it helps.
Strategist Radio.
#614 right now, got a ton to cover. We're going to talk about how to increase revenue via your online storefront in a couple of minutes. But for now, let's check in. Announcing Windows Defender. Have you heard about it? Well, you'll hear about it now. It's advanced threat protection. Our friends at Microsoft share.
The threat landscape we're seeing today is more sophisticated. The attackers are more brazen.
than ever before. We're seeing cyber terrorism. We're seeing these state-sponsored attacks. So it's a whole new world when it comes to security.
Providing advanced threat protection is a very, very hard thing to do because of the nature of these attacks and how targeted they are and how unique they are.
We're hearing about it taking almost 200 days on average to detect that a system has been compromised. Sometimes it takes them another 80 days to contain the compromise within their network, for a total cost on a per compromise of being over $12 million. And so when we look at that cost, it becomes incredibly important for us to help our customers detect and respond. 90% of our customers have told us they're looking for additional threat protection, advanced threat protection.
We will enable our customers to detect, investigate, and respond to advanced attacks on the network. We decided that in order to do that, we need to build a new technology from the ground up. We build it natively into Windows 10, and we call it Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection.
For any system that opts in to Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection, IT is going to be able to very quickly detect if there's been any compromise on that system. You know, patterns that exist that we see from our digital crimes unit, patterns that our hunters have found from cyber terrorism attacks globally around the world, our machine learning distills those patterns of attack and compares them to the behaviors in the systems that have opted in, so we can recognize very quickly a compromised system.
Microsoft is in a unique position to offer advanced threat protection because of the extensive optics from our platforms, our services, and our cloud. And then we take it a step further by collaborating and partnering up with our customers and other partners in the industry to take the information that we have and add to it and create a global view of the activity that is happening in the world.
When I think about protect, detect, and respond, one of the things I like about Windows Defender ATP is that with the great sensor network it has and the machine learning capabilities, we're just getting insights into detection we never had before. And then from that, I can quickly respond and protect and contain the environment.
I think what are keeping clients up at night is how dynamic the threat landscape is today and how often it changes, right? You have your traditional techniques that we've used, firewalls, local anti-malware type of solutions. And those are important, those are necessary, but in today's world, they're not enough. So it's important that you have a partner like Microsoft who has millions of data points feeding in, who has the cloud expertise to be able to use all of that data and give you actionable output.
For us, Windows Defender ATP is really going above and beyond just the technology and the big data. It's having that, you know, hunter teams at Microsoft behind the scenes looking at patterns across the various different organizations that really, truly brings that value.
It is very important to have the right makeup of the team, because the goal that we are trying to achieve is not just finding a needle in a haystack, but finding a needle in hundreds of haystacks or thousands of haystacks.
I think the biggest benefit of Windows Defender ATP is that it takes the data that we already have on our Windows machines, uses the power of the Microsoft cloud to give us insight into threats that otherwise we wouldn't get.
The business you save, the business you may protect, may be your own.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio 618 Monday morning. Talk about how to increase revenue via your online storefront in a moment. But first, the dream of becoming an entrepreneur is extremely common. Putting the plan into action requires many things. Most importantly, a really great idea. But where do you come up with these really great ideas? The School of Life shares.
Many of us want to become entrepreneurs. Starting your own business is one of the biggest dreams of our times. But how do you get to be an entrepreneur? Most of the advice focuses on the practicalities: writing a business plan, raising money, finding staff, marketing and PR. We'll go down a different route. In our eyes, at the heart of successful entrepreneurship lies something oddly more abstract: an accurate insight into the causes of human unhappiness. To be an entrepreneur means essentially to become an expert in the things that make life difficult for people. That's because every properly ambitious business is in some way trying to fix things for other people. And the bigger and more original what you're trying to fix happens to be, the more successful your business can be. Because consumer society is now well developed, it may be easy to think that all the big problems out there already have thousands of fixes anyway. Think of all those car companies or pizza outlets or news websites. We surely have enough of everything. What could we possibly add to what's already out there? But to get a sense of the vast opportunities that still remain in capitalism, all you need to do is ask yourself where and in what areas you're unhappy in the course of an average day. Every unhappiness is really a new business waiting to be born. Your frustrations are a nearly inexhaustible source of raw materials out of which the businesses of the future can be built. So while there may already be plenty of breakfast cereals and t-shirts and cell phones and cab rides for sale, there's so much more that frustrates and depresses us. Think of how difficult it is to get on with one's partner, educate children, cope with anxiety, discover what you want to do with your life, find a nice place to live, calm down in the evening. One could go on and on. Our griefs and irritations are endless, thankfully for the budding entrepreneurs. The biggest first step to take towards entrepreneurship is therefore to learn to study your own unhappiness and what might possibly heal it for you and others. When profits decline in businesses, it's really the result of too many people throwing themselves at trying to fix the same area because they can't think of anything more innovative to do rather than start a new airline, mobile phone company, or supermarket chain. And by contrast, healthy profits are a reward for understanding and mastering an area of human distress ahead of anyone else. Of course, ideas aren't enough on their own. You need to take care of practicalities and money. But they won't help you if your original psychological insight into human unhappiness isn't sound. And by the same token, if your insight into what makes people unhappy is razor sharp and your solutions bold, then however difficult the journey, your business will stand a high chance of making money and benefiting humanity too.
Strategist Radio.
Monday morning. Hi. Marketing strategy and how to increase revenue via your online storefront. What is the most profitable strategy to improve the performance of the e-commerce sector of your business? Now, although you may have acquired various operational, tactical, and marketing ideas, perhaps you remain unsure about which solutions to deploy to sustain greater profits. Now, as you've discovered, there is no shortage of advice from industry publications and thought leaders out there. So today, let's talk a little bit about a marketing strategy and focus on increasing revenue, focusing upon our online storefront. All right, so here's some quick ideas for you to think about. Okay, first of all, I love that last piece. Richard Branson goes out, doesn't like the way the airlines work. What does he do? He goes and buys an airline. And it wasn't easy for him to go out and create Virgin Airlines. In the 11th hour, he was having trouble finding funding. But then it all came together. And we know where Sir Richard Branson is today. I'm not telling you to go start an airline, but look at those problem areas. What's bugging you? And what can you, that's the same thing with Steve Jobs. What could make people have, they were frustrated, too much information. What could make it more, make it more convenient to be able to compete and to store information and use digital technologies to be able to better their lives? That was the focus on Apple when it first started. Many companies follow that same roadmap. Opportunities for that storefront exist. First of all, you'll notice a lot of companies are now doing, they're qualifying for free shipping. Online shopping has been gaining in popularity, as you know, in recent years, but old-fashioned brick-and-mortar retail still has its advantages. Paying for shipping remains one of the biggest deterrents to e-commerce transactions. Yeah, you might get a better deal at Amazon, but here's the deal. You got to pay for shipping. Unless you're an Amazon Prime, runs about $100 a year, then you can get your money back depending on how much ordering you're doing. But this is where retail has an edge. You go in, you buy some clothing, you buy a pair of shoes, you buy a purse, buy a car, and you pick up delivery right there. There's no shipping. There's a study out in 2015, a Future of Retail study, found that free shipping is the factor most likely to convince people to buy from a website. Are you hearing me? 83% congruent respondents. Now, additional fulfillment-related factors that were popular among respondents include one-day shipping at 62%, and even same-day shipping at 42% as well. So here's the thing. Shipping fulfillment solutions, and there are companies out there that will do the fulfilling for you. It's not just Amazon that does fulfillment. They do it very well, but there's other companies as well. Next, personalized recommendations. Very important. With the rise of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and big data, companies of every size can now leverage information to learn quite a bit about web visitors. What are we to do with all this information? And here's the thing. A lot of things, as it turns out. The data helps what? You and me to help specific types of products that most likely will be viewed and purchased. So here's the thing. We need to make sure that there is a way for our customers to provide recommendations and also to provide their frustrations so that we can get better. Next, what about those special deals? To keep them from going somewhere else. With non-virtual shopping, people who are just curious need to have a decent amount of purchase intent just to show up. They usually have to get in the car, find a parking place, walk around, go into the store, find what they want. Now, with e-commerce, the experience is far more fleeting. It takes just seconds for Google to Google a product name over several tabs and bounce out of that without even going in and staying longer than 7 seconds. Price comparison online. If you're already at a retail store, you got to get back in the car. You got to drive across town. Well, online, you can get it in nanoseconds. You can do price comparison, product comparisons, shipping comparisons. So let's make sure we keep those special deals going, experimenting with bringing your timely sales into the core of your website experience is very easy. You may want to start by using sidebar banner ads to promote discounted products and configure your content management system to promote on-sale items to relevant category pages with eye-catching badges. Take a look at what Amazon's doing. Take a look at what other companies are doing when they're putting things on sale. Next, you've got to have authentic customer reviews. Let people review your products and services depending on the type of business you're in. One of the hallmarks of the digital age is the ease with which we can access information about products and vendors. So let's make sure we give them inroads, and let's make sure when these reviews, when these questions come out, let's make sure we are postured and we're answering almost immediately. And make sure, finally, that a shenanigan-free product returns. Make this easy. When one buys a product in person, all you have to do is go home, it doesn't fit. What do? They go back to the store and they bring their receipt and they return the goods. With virtual retail, the return process is a bit more complex because you got to go to the post office, you get packaging label, et cetera, et cetera. You get the gist. So here's the thing. Make it easy for people to get a return on their products and services. Again, I like to call that, as many others, shenanigan-free product returns. I hope that helps. I hope you have an amazing Monday, a beautiful week. Go out and love somebody. I love you. Thanks for being my friend. I'll see you next time. Strategist Radio Live. Kelly, please close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.